Welcome, everyone, to Parkside Today. I'm John Melke, and I'm joined today by UW Parkside Director of Athletics, Andrew Gavin. Andrew, welcome.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
There's a lot of news coming out of Ranger Athletics these days. However, maybe from a historical perspective, the biggest news took place midnight July 1st when UW Parkside officially joined the Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. Why is this move to the GLIAC such a big deal for us?
Well, I think a lot of things are really exciting about it, John. Certainly, it's been a long time coming in that we announced it in late September of last fall. So, in terms of it becoming official, in some ways, it has been for a long time. And in our planning and our conversations with the GLIAC and knowing that what the schedules looked like, and some of those things have been ongoing throughout the entire year. But, you know, I think it's a big deal for us moving forward in a lot of ways. I think the opportunity to join a league that, from an institutional standpoint, from a geographic standpoint, I think is a really good fit for Parkside. The majority of the GLIAC are public institutions from that standpoint. We really fit in well. Geographically, I know from my time living in northeast Wisconsin up in the Green Bay area, there's a lot of schools in the GLIAC that are recruiting here in the state of Wisconsin already and have good name recognition within our own state. And that's one thing as the lone Division II in the state of Wisconsin. That's a real asset from us from a recruiting standpoint, from the opportunity to offer some scholarships to deserving young people and differentiate ourselves. But from those rivalry standpoints, I think we've missed a little bit of that. So the opportunity to compete with Michigan Tech, Northern Michigan, Grand Valley State, some of these schools that have been recruiting the state of Wisconsin and have had Wisconsin natives on their rosters for years and years, brings some of that rivalry, I think, instantaneously. And we've been recruiting against GLIAC schools.
Right.
It's just they've been non-conference games or they've been in an NCAA postseason competition, whereas now they'll become conference rivals of ours, which will be a lot of fun. And I think our fans and supporters will see that throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Now, recently, you and Chancellor Debbie Ford traveled to Michigan for the first GLIAC meeting that you're at. What was that like?
It was great. Certainly were warmly welcomed by that specific meeting. I've actually been three times recently for GLIAC, different GLIAC meetings. But going there with Chancellor Ford, it was specifically for directors of athletics and university presidents or chancellors. And I know we both felt very warmly welcomed and a good sense of collegiality within the league. And I think it's a league that is also transitioning and is also looking at the next era. Commissioner Chris Dunbar just finished her first year as the GLIAC commissioner. So her and I have some commonalities as we talk about our jobs and our transitions. The GLIAC's undergone a little bit of membership change in the last 4 or 5 years. So they're looking ahead to what the future of the GLIAC is, about to start a new strategic plan, aligns really well with UW Parkside. So there's a lot of excitement, and I think it immediately gives us a voice within a very established conference, but one that's also adapting and changing and looking to the future. So I think it was exciting to kind of see that firsthand in those meetings that our voice is welcomed, it's heard, and I think as we transition and look at a new era, so is the GLIAC.
Yeah.
So a lot of alignment there.
Interesting. Another piece of news that is, I think, big news for the university is that we've entered into a partnership with Learfield Sports to, in a sense, help the university and Ranger Athletics strengthen its brands by managing apparel and other UW Parkside identified items. Tell us a little bit about that partnership.
Yeah, I think there's a few things about it that are really exciting. You know, one, you always want, when you have a brand, you want to have a strong brand. You want to make sure that you understand who is using it and what they may be doing to it or trying to do to it. And you want to make sure it's in alignment with the intent of the brand. So it gives us a partner to help us with that. But I think the biggest things for us are Learfield's a company that's really going to strive to get our brand out in the community. And that's an initiative that we have in Parkside Athletics. I know it's certainly an initiative and something that we talk about a lot at Cabinet and other aspects of the university is how are we getting out in the community? How are we being visible in the community? How are we being good community partners and engaging with our alumni and supporters? And I think as Learfield goes out into this community, and tries to get some of our apparel out in the community, they're going to see what we see. There's a huge percentage of alumni that stay in the region. A lot of our students come from the region. So I think there's going to be an appetite for that. And if we can provide access to all of our alums, our students, their families, to our apparel and gear, that's a great thing to be able to provide them. But it's also great for our brand and strengthening our community visibility.
And I think it says something for faculty and staff, where if you walk into any one of the more larger department stores in the area, whether it's a Kohl's, a Walmart, a Target, and if you see the Parkside identified apparel along with the Badger apparel or the Marquette apparel, it certainly gives you a different sense of I think pride in, you know, where you work and what you do, because here's your institution that's right there next to some others.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it should do that for our faculty and staff. I know I'll be very excited about it when we see it, some of it on the racks. And I think certainly our alumni, you know, we talk a lot about the number of alumni in the region, to give them that source of pride and that access to see their alma mater out there amongst the other schools in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe bigger than anything is recruitment. I mean, we all think about recruitment all the time.
Right.
I think from the time you're 8, 9, 10, 11 years old, if you're seeing the Ranger Bear, if you're seeing UW Parkside out there in the community, even subconsciously, it's hopefully doing something to how you think about it when it's time to make that decision of where you're going to college. So
Right. That's
certainly, for me, an important aspect as well.
Right. So you've been at UW Parkside a little over a year. You were the first interview for Parkside Today. You didn't get aired first. That kind of got bumped around, but you were the first interview for Parkside Today. In the time that you've been here, what have been some of your biggest rewards?
Yeah, that's a good question. Certainly been somewhat of a whirlwind of a year, and you know, I'm proud of the progress we've made in athletics. We needed to, and there was a lot on the to-do list, and we've certainly, I think, crossed some of those things off. A lot left to do, as there always will be and always should be, as you try to, you know, continue to get better every day. But I think the biggest rewards, certainly, we talked about the GLIAC. That was a historic move. It was a big move, and it'll be fun to see that come to fruition here once fall seasons get going. But I think more so the two things that I'm probably most proud of, and I've spent, I think, a lot of time on, and we have spent a lot of time on, are adding talented people to our staff.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we've had an opportunity to, through the addition of some graduate assistant positions, from some just attrition and staff turnover, from the ability to create a couple of key positions on our staff, we've been able to add a lot of good people. And that's a time-consuming process, mm-hmm. but it's probably the most important thing you do as a director of athletics and as a leader is try to add people to the team that are going to be bought into the vision, that are going to be excited about your work, and for us, about supporting our students and our university. So when August comes around in 2018, we'll have 39 people on our staff.
Mm-hmm.
30 of those people are new.
Oh, my gosh.
August of 2017.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm looking forward to not spending a lot of time in the HR process moving forward.
Right.
But it's very satisfying to think about the talent and the energy and the experiences that we've been able to add to our Parkside Athletic staff, and really looking forward to seeing that kind of in action here as the year gets going. And then the other piece is, I think, just being more visible across campus, educating people, advocating for our students and student athletes, just being a good campus partner. That's something that I think is really important to me. It gets lost sometimes on college campuses, where whether it's because it's such a big business in the Big Ten and the Power Five that it's hard to relate to some mm-hmm. other aspects of campus,
right.
or whether it's just because athletics, for whatever reason, becomes this siloed organization. It happens at all levels of college athletics, and it's always kind of bothered me. So I try to be very conscious of how are we being mindful of the institutional mission? How are we being collaborative across campus? And I think with that, for us, it was really important to educate on what is Division II athletics? What does support look like? How can we be supportive of the university? And then vice versa, how can we ensure that we're supporting our student athletes who aren't necessarily special, but sometimes they're different just because of the way their scholarships are structured or because mm-hmm. of how NCAA rules play a role in how they remain eligible. Sometimes our rule book just is a little bit different because of the NCAA. And that opportunity, I think, has been really rewarding. And a lot of that's because this campus has been so supportive of our transition, of our adding staff, mm-hmm. of having to educate ourselves, but also being really open to new ideas of how we get better in athletics. And so those are kind of the things that I think stick out to me as common themes to this year of how we tried to get better every day and progress moving into 2018-19.
Mm-hmm. And one of the new programs, you touched on it briefly, the graduate assistant program, and maybe one of the most famous graduate assistants was a guest here on Parkside Today a couple of months ago, and that's Mr. Becker, who was a three-time NCAA Division II wrestling champion, and now he stays with the program as he moves into his pursuit of a master's degree and also as a graduate assistant, and that's a new program for athletics.
It is, and it's a really great example of being mindful of the institutional mission and how that collaboration can really, really pay off and help in so many different areas. So the Sport Management Master's Program at Parkside started in the fall of 2017, has always had a really strong undergraduate program. We're certainly beneficiaries of that from a lot of talented young people who want to work in sports, who want internships, who want to be at our events on the weekends and helping out and learning experiences. But the master's program was kind of in its infancy. Mm-hmm. So one of the greatest ways to build a master's program and really allow that growth to happen quickly is through graduate assistants. And that's true whether it's in athletics or otherwise. And for us, we needed help. We needed staff. And one of those areas where we really needed staff was assistant coaches. Mm-hmm. So back to Mr. Becker, yes. Nick Becker, we have to differentiate.
Mr. Nick Becker. Yeah. We do have to differentiate. That's right, because there's another Becker who we could talk about a little bit later who's helping make a completely new look in the Sports and Activity Center.
Yes, and those are only two of the four Becker brothers. So it's a family tree that I've become very familiar with quickly. But Craig Becker's on our staff, does an incredible job as our assistant AD for facilities. But Nick is one of the assistant coaches that we've been able to add through graduate assistants. So there are seven of them, and the opportunity to add that support not only to our student athletes but to our head coaches, I think, will be invaluable. We got to see how it plays out here and make mm-hmm. sure we execute it correctly. But Nick's one of those, you know, three-time national champion, 89-0, just an incredibly hard worker. So. One of the things that's exciting, we added 14 different graduate assistants. Half of them are Parkside graduates, and then the other seven have other experiences. We have a young man who played baseball at Virginia Tech. We've got a young lady who is a Division III All-American at Illinois Wesleyan. To counter these great Parkside experiences, and I think that's a good way to think about our new staff is we've got people who are really, really passionate already about Parkside and know mm-hmm. exactly some of the history. I mean, the Becker's certainly part sure. of that, but then this opportunity to add people that have different experiences and fresh eyes and fresh ideas is a really cool mix. And as our GAs get started here in a week or so, it's going to continue to be kind of fun to see some of that talent and energy mesh together and see what kind of results we can get out of it. So
right and it is just a few weeks from now that soccer, volleyball, cross country, the Ranger Athletics gets refired up for the 2018-2019 season, and as director of athletics, what does that mean for your schedule? What are you working on now as you get just a few weeks away from some of those team sports and individual sports starting again?
Well, it's definitely a busy time of year. I think, you know, from my seat, it always is, and that's a good thing because I try to stay a little bit more global and big picture, and I think it's important that I do that. But certainly the college calendar is cyclical for all of us, and mm-hmm. going into this year, it's exciting to welcome students back. It gets a little quiet in the sport and activity center over the summer, certainly. So getting that energy, the volleyball team reports first, and they've got a new head coach, Lee Berea. So I think there's a ton of excitement just instantaneously when they come back and really mm-hmm. get going with her. Obviously, the GLIAC's an exciting thing to have on all of our minds and think about different trips.
Right.
You know, Houghton, Michigan's pretty far up north. There's going to be a lot of snow, but it's exciting to think about going to different places sure. for our student athletes and coaches. You know, Coach Regal's been here for 20 years.
Right.
And he's going to experience things this year that are different for him.
He usually gets in a bus and goes south.
Exactly.
Now he gets to go north. But
it's new, and it's yeah. I think it's re-energizing. Not that he needed it, but, you know, for all of us going into the years, it's exciting.
But they are, I mean, for the coaching staff, or some of the coaches like Luke who's been here, they are going to a different conference, but as you said before, not schools with which they are not familiar.
Absolutely. No, a lot of familiarity, and that's both in competition and I think maybe even more so than previously on the recruiting trail,
mm-hmm.
Just because so much of the GLVC was so far west and south of us that we didn't necessarily cross paths on the recruiting trail quite as often as I think we do with GLIAC schools.
Right.
So a lot of familiarity, a lot of relationships, you know, being within our region. Division II model is regionalized. So we've been competing in championships with GLIAC schools for years and years. When we hosted men's basketball a few years back, there were multiple GLIAC schools, you know, mm-hmm. playing in DeSimone. So it's not foreign, but I think it is new, and that's energizing, as a lot of what we have going on in athletics right now is new. So it's fun, certainly for me as a new guy still, just to kind of see all that in the works.
Mm-hmm. What, from kind of getting back to the start of the athletic season again, what changes have had to take place because of moving to a new conference?
You know, there's some logistical things that are probably more branding related than any, but have been exciting. So mm-hmm. we had to get some new uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
We had to change the conference logo on our gym floor, and that allowed us to kind of do a completely fresh look. So I'm excited about that for those that haven't seen it. Definitely look forward to you being able to check that out at DeSimone Gym. So some signage and those kind of things. I mean, I think for our coaches who really take the lead as travel agents for their programs, and someone like a Coach Regal who's maybe been staying in the same hotel in Louisville, Kentucky for 15
right.
years playing Bellarmine,
right.
You know, some of those travel logistics that you don't know, they're not always on the forefront of your mind when you think about college athletics, but you've got to get a bus and bring a group of, you know, anywhere between 15 and 40 people somewhere.
Right.
So I think, you know, finding what those new hotels and restaurants and all of that will be kind of a process moving forward. And we'll evaluate that as it relates to budget, you know, decisions and some of that change that we haven't had previously. But, you know, otherwise, I don't think it's drastically different. You know, we're still in region. We're still playing, you know, Division II college athletics. So for the most part, it's pretty similar.
And I would say, having been over in the Sports and Activity Center, not as much as I probably should have been this summer, but the summer's not over yet. We still have time. The new floor is really impressive. A completely different, for people that have been in the DeSimone before, it's a completely different look to that arena, isn't it?
It is. We were really excited about, and we have a lot of work left to do on this, but I think our facilities needed a fresh look. And I think that was a first phase for us that people will hopefully like. We've certainly added a little bit more color. There's a lot more green paint on mm-hmm. the walls over there. We're working on some modernization of our Hall of Fame and other historical recognition that has not been executed yet, but we're excited about that. So I think for us, facilities are something we talk a lot about. They're important to recruitment. They're important to hosting our community. They're important to revenue generation. So some of these things early on are kind of first phases as we look at other, you know, bigger picture projects down the line.
Mm-hmm. So you welcome the community into definitely a new look in the Sports and Activity Center. Sometimes this summer I thought that that Craig was, you know, maybe getting a little tired of washing out green brushes and rollers, but it really looks nice in that building. The color has added a lot. The DeSimone floor is worth coming out to see that. How is your reaction with the community as they come to Parkside or as you go out in the community? Tell us a little bit about what that's been like in your first year here as director of athletics.
Yeah, I would say, you know, it has been fun to see people come into our building, especially as we've made some progress on different things. Return visitors are always fun, even this time of year, as, you know, coaches or professors may go away for a couple weeks, and being able to show them something different when they get back has been a lot of fun. But in terms of the community, it's been, I think, similarly, as I mentioned with the GLIAC, I've felt very warmly welcome. Same with my wife and two babies. And, you know, we've really enjoyed getting to know the community. I think there's a ton of opportunity for Parkside Athletics to be more intentional about how we're in the community and be more intentional about making sure that people in our community know what we have to offer. And that's not only college athletics, although we have that, and it's high level and it's fairly low cost. And I think for families, for alums, for young professionals who like sports, we offer really high entertainment value for pretty modest cost. But we need to be intentional about telling that story, because we're not going to be on SportsCenter. We're not in their face all the time. So we have to play that role of telling that story. So we'll certainly try to do that. And also with camps and clinics and our cross country course that brings so many visitors to campus and some of those things, just we take that seriously. So that role that we play for the university, when our community comes onto campus, if it's back to a 10-year-old and his parents or her parents, if it's the first time they step foot on campus and it's for a volleyball practice in the field house on a Tuesday night at 7 o'clock with nothing else going on in there, how are they walking away? And I think that's important that we play that role for the university, and they're walking away thinking, you know what, the University of Wisconsin Parkside's a great place, and I should think about going to college there one day. Mm-hmm. Whether that's to play athletics or not, that's a role that I feel very strongly about that we play for this university.
And you're making an intentional effort to make sure that when people do come to visit campus and they walk into the Sports and Activity Center, that they immediately know that they are in Ranger Athletics country.
Yes, I think that's important. We got some work to do. So if you come tomorrow, you might be like, I'm a little underwhelmed. Yeah. But no, come tomorrow. But no, next time you come, there'll be more. And no, I think it's important. I think it's an atmosphere. And it's not just for Parkside Athletics. We have 125 sport management majors. And that's where they live every day.
Right.
And they came to school here because they want to work in sports. And that's their environment every day, to learn about sports and the business of sports. And so that environment should look athletic, and it should have that brand and that logo, and they should feel proud of that. And I think it's cool to see, and it'll be really fun to see some of our GAs go off and make an impact in other athletic departments, or with the Brewers or the Bucks or whoever it may be,
right?
And know that they were educated in this atmosphere. So it's really important, not only for our athletic department, but I think for the academic component of the building, as well as the community need that it serves, that it's a fun athletic environment. So we're working on that.
Good. Another piece of news that just came out was another new partnership with UW Parkside and Kenosha Country Club. How did that come about? Where do you see the first step and benefit is that there's a place for our men's golf team to kind of call home as a course, but what are some of the other benefits you see with that partnership?
Yeah, I think, you hit one of the major ones is, not only is it a great course in this community, almost 120 years old, I think, or just over 120 years old, just a historic, classic golf course that, our young men will get to practice and compete at a little bit. But going back to that community, that visibility, the relationship, the course is a couple of miles down the road, and I think the opportunity to connect with the community leaders that are there frequently is really, really helpful to us as we tell our story, as we think about how we get better in our athletics department as we try to be intentional about inviting people to games. So, you know, I'm very excited about that component of it as well, is just continuing to make those community connections.
So do the guys playing on our golf team, do they know that they're playing on a Donald Ross designed course? Does it matter to, well, maybe,
you know, I think golfers maybe more so than some sports have an appreciation for that. You know, you're probably more likely to find a golfer that knows the architect of their course than a basketball player who knows the architect of their gym.
Yeah, right, right.
But as 18, 19, 20-year-olds, I don't know if they have an appreciation for Donald Ross or not. But
yeah,
they will when they walk that course, because it's really hilly.
Right, right. and for hearing his name, for the golf fans, is there a golf fan listening? I think there is. For the golf fans listening that know that Donald Ross was part of Pinehurst and has been involved in some pretty interesting course designs, and then if you do get the opportunity to play Kenosha Country Club, you see some of the same traits, the greens that are mounded and roll off, and it's kind of fun. I've only played it a few times, but thought about some of the other ways that he has designed courses and done that. So they're playing a very challenging golf course. They're practicing and working on a very challenging golf course.
They are. There are not a lot of flat lies, and there are a lot of blind shots. And certainly my golf game is not ready for all of that, but we'll get there one day.
Well, maybe you just need to play more. I have to go over and watch the team practice. I'll go do that. You could say that and head over there.
That sounds good.
For the future, maybe difficult or not fair question, but what do you see for year two, year three? What's kind of the vision for Ranger Athletics as you look out a little bit?
You know, I think year two, we've talked a lot about the staff. We've talked about the graduate assistants. All of that came from a vision and a desire to support our student athletes and our university better. Mm-hmm. So I think now it's time to put that in action. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I'm most excited about, is setting everybody free to do great work and to support our student athletes and to be collaborative with our university, to, you know, connect with our alums, to connect with our students, to get them excited about what we have going on in Parkside Athletics. So I look forward to kind of seeing that in action here as we move into 2018-19. You know, big picture, we do need to think about our facilities. We're putting some things together that to kind of have an understanding of what next steps would look like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, frankly, our outdoor facilities have a lot of work to be done. We have a really hard time playing baseball games at home. We have a little bit of an easier time with softball, but we don't get to play a lot. We don't compete on our outdoor track. So we need to look at how we improve those facilities, and I think we'll put those plans in place and try to attack those as best we can. So that's exciting, I think, for us. And then, you know, we've got great benchmarks within the GLIAC. Grand Valley State is – I didn't mention them earlier, I don't think, but they're the best Division II athletic department in the country. Yeah. And there's really no arguing that. They've won 12 of the last 15 all sports trophies in the nation in Division II. So let's close the gap. And I think that's going to be a lot of fun. If we're good within the GLIAC, we have a chance to be national champions and all Americans. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun to watch us compete and watch us accomplish some of those goals moving forward.
Great. Well, and Andrew, as you know from being on here before, the time always goes by very quickly on Parkside Today. I appreciate you taking time this afternoon to join us. Good luck with Ranger Athletics for the 2018-19 year, and maybe we'll have you come back on in a couple months and get an update on where we are with soccer, volleyball, cross country, and all the fall sports.
Let's do it. That'd be fun. Thanks, John.
Okay. Thank you.